Okay, good evening. Thanks for joining us for this Trevi Group first quarter results for 2013. Here with me today, we have Daniele Forti, CFO of Trevi Group, and Josef Mastragostino, our Investor Relations Manager. We start going through the presentation I think you have received, starting for page three. This is the usual picture of the group for those not familiar with the business, with the four brands we use as name, Trevi, Soilmec, Greenmec, and Petrifilm for different segment of activities. On slide four, go quickly through the regional presence of the Trevi Group service companies, Petrifilm and Trevi, with 34 operating companies in 25 countries and about 48 business units. On page five, the same distribution of activity for the mechanical sector, in this case, Soilmec and Greenmec, with 18 operating companies in 13 countries and about 21 business units. On page six, we start by looking at what the key messages for first quarter 2013 are. The group overall was able to maintain the same revenue of last year on a year-on-year basis. In terms of revenues, marginality improved and is now on track for delivery. For that matter, the level of performance is normalizing. Backlog is very robust and registers one of the highest level in the recent years, and this is guarantee of more confident outlook for the future. The net financial position, while it's increased with respect to the full year 2012, figure due to the need primary of oil and gas part of the business, it's posted a significant decline versus the first quarter of 2012. Progress of order for production of oil rig in the quarter has gone through a first phase of setting the execution of many of the orders at the end of last year through intensive design and order to supply and subcontractors. Testimony of what is the increase in the stock and also in the financial debts of Greenmec. Going on page seven, slides. This is a group division outlook. Basically, we look at what happened in these three months and what is the outlook for the four division for the group. In the first three months of 2013, we had an overall good revenue generation with some divisional level growing with respect to the previous years. Trevi registered a +4% growth. Soilmec, more or less, no change with the -1%. Petrifilm, robust +20% in terms of revenue. Greenmec, -14% compared to last year, with the decline caused primarily by a tough comparison with the first quarter of last year, when we had a large sum of orders delivered that were concentrated in a relatively short period of time. Now let's look quickly at what happened in the different divisions, starting from Trevi, where division reported a strong order backlog and overall marginality that with little change. This proved that the special foundation service side of our business is performing with very positive figures, also compared to the industry average. The outlook is easing in certain markets, such United States, some area of Africa, and in some area of South America, but still challenging out there. We believe that there are plenty of opportunities that can be grasped. We know Europe is still not doing very well, actually, with the level of investment not very interesting for our type of activity. Much of the construction issue need to be addressed both by local and international government. The United States and emerging market are showing signs of recovery with good opportunities, in particular in the residential market, and this is especially interesting for our company, Soilmec. Alongside of that, infrastructure spending will pick up during the course of the year in United States, in particular, we believe in our reference sector. interesting and high potential opportunity can stem from our long presence in South America, as we said before, in particular in the spatial foundation sector. Lastly, I'd like to say that the domestic market in Italy is still showing signs of strong contraction and the outlook is still very gloomy. The issue of the public administration is clear to everyone, is still facing delayed payment and especially starts and stops different projects. And this is obviously having a modest effect on our accounting given the limited exposure to this market, but it has an effect, of course, on our overall performance. So going to Petrobel, the division registered a very sound 21% increase in revenue compared to the first quarter of 2012, and this performance was mainly attributable to organic growth and full capacity utilization. Very good quarter for Petrobel. Operations are proceeding clearly and on track, and with great appreciation, we are continuing our oil service operation in Brazil, one of the latest countries we have started our operation. For our clients, an array of other opportunities are part of the ongoing negotiation. So the growth stays sound and predictable at the same level, and would like to confirm that all rig as first quarter 13 and total of 14 were operating in the key countries and in different states. Moving to the drilling part of our business, the revenue declined 14% compared to the first quarter of 2012, primarily due to the tough comparison with the same quarter of last year, as we mentioned before, which was a particularly robust year. Sorry, robust quarter, and the oil and gas division is enjoying a great momentum still. This is what we look at the market. And for that matter, we have just come back from the OTC, which is a big exhibition in Houston, Texas, where we participate every year. The feedback from the exhibition was very encouraging. And DrillMech market awareness is at ever all-time high. Lot of interest to our products in the exhibition. Got great appreciation by our clients and the prospective one for the new entry in the offshore market. We believe that from April to August, a great deal of delivery and the payment will take place and it will reflect adequately in our accounts. We are entering now in a high-growth niche market, such as the offshore one, positioning DrillMech as an absolute player in this arena. The prospects are very promising, and we believe that this division will represent one of the key catalysts for the future growth of our group. Oil prices are incentivizing exploration and production investment, and also our HH series, the hydraulic series we have in DrillMech, is now on track for future growth. Now it's important to point out that the DrillMech has moved to an higher end of range of product, and its different product mix has in part contributed to the lowering of the margin during the past years. The oil and gas machinery division will have the opportunity to demonstrate and deliver a substantial profitability in 2013, and we believe it could be the year for normalizing of this margin. Going into Soilmec division, Soilmec registered a very little decline in revenue, was about 1% on a year-to-year basis. We recently attended as a Soilmec the Bauma exhibition in Munich, perhaps one of the most important machinery exhibitions in the world. And we would like to say here that the feedback was very positive. And with respect to the previous edition, we witnessed an increased rate of international presence, which ultimately provided a good proxy on the outlook. So Soilmec presented all different new models to the market, ranging from product in the middle to high level range, as well as micropiling machine. Lot of attention for our new hydromill, which, as you know, has reached a world record depth at the end of last year, which strongly increase our brand's awareness around the world. So the all newly designed models include new state-of-the-art technologies as well as updated cost-efficient solution. Great appreciation came from always greater attention to our client and the fact that Soilmec today is a fully integrated solution provider in the market. So mature markets are showing signs of recovery, and major efforts are being brought forward to grasp opportunity in high growth markets. The visibility in terms of backlog is still very low, but this is a part of the characteristics of Soilmec business, as we always said in our presentation. Going into slide 8, just some highlights of the two exhibitions we just mentioned. We achieved also great appreciation organizing over 22 investors meetings in Houston and 16 investor meetings at Bauman, and the interactive section directly with the sales and management forces of our companies. For that matter, we would like to point out that we are constantly committed to excel in the financial communication, reaching out to the financial community, and organizing many interesting proactive events. We believe that if you meet the people, you are definitely getting that value in understanding our business, which is not always easy to do. On slide 10, we go quickly into the financial results. So ask Daniele Ford to continue with the presentation.
Thank you, Stefano. Turning to slide 12, first quarter 2013 revenues were around 300 million euros versus 308 million of the first quarter 2012, so almost the same. EBITDA was 33 million versus 32 of last year, a slight increase, but at a very good level in absolute terms for the first quarter of the year, which usually appears as the weakest one. EBIT was 17 million versus 19 million euro of the same period last year. At this point, I'd like to point out that we suffered a 2.5 million euro loss in Venezuela at the beginning of the year due to the devaluation of local currency, the Bolivar. The devaluation was expected, but we put in place various instruments in order to face it, and these instruments were successful and helped us to have the possible total loss. Profit before taxes is estimated to be 9 million euro versus 13 million. But taxes at this point of the year is a highly improbable estimation. Backlog, this is very important, as Stefano has already highlighted, was at 1.1 billion euros, one of the highest ever, and net financial position at 467 million euros. So consolidated revenues were stable, marginality improved and increased slightly with respect to the same period last year, while net indebtedness declined with respect to the same period last year, it increased with compared to the year end. This is mainly attributable to the progress of orders for production of oil rigs in the quarter that has gone through a first phase of setting up the execution of many of the orders awarded to Drillmec at the end of last year. Through intensive design activities and orders to suppliers and subcontractors. Partially, these orders to suppliers and subcontractors were already executed, and testimony of this is the increase in stock and the financial debt of Prismacash at the end of the period. The backlog is very robust, and it represents one of the highest levels ever reached by the company in recent years. This guarantees a positive outlook for the near future. On the following slide, instead, we provide you with the financial highlights year-over-year. Aside from some figures already mentioned, the capital employed in first quarter 2013 was 923 million euro, almost the same. Equity, 455 million euro, with a 5% increase, and the net debt EBITDA ratio was 3.57 times, while at the same time last year, it was 3.91 times. The net debt-equity ratio instead came in slightly over 1x at 1.03. It was 1.14x 12 months before. We improved our main financial ratios with respect to 12 months before. Total employees at the first quarter end of 2013 were 7,500. The increase in the number of employees, must be said, was mainly due to the acquisition by Drillmag of a company in Belarus called Seismotehnica. We acquired the control of the company, exactly 51% of shares. That company has about 600 employees, so it is fully consolidated from the beginning of the year. The equity as well was affected by the acquired control of the before-mentioned company, and this increased the overall total net equity. The group's two points of view show on the left part of the slide that the service sector accounted to 49% of total revenues, while the mechanical sector accounted to 51%. So they are very well balanced from the point of view of revenues, turnover, but we have to say that service sector is much more important with respect to the generation of added value, and it has most of the employees. On the other side, the drilling sector accounted to 44%, while the core business accounted to 56%. Following on this slide number 14, you can see the revenues by division before and after consolidation. The Trevi division registered 122 million euro revenues, +4.1%. Petrobene had revenues of 28 million, +21.3%. Solmec reached 49 million euro, substantially the same as in the first quarter 2012, and Drillmag was at 108 million, as Stefano has already mentioned. There is a decrease of 14%, but this is due to the particular moment of the work in progress, particularly in our factory in Houston, where we are executing the biggest job for PEMSA Mexico. Following on slide 15 is the breakdown per geographical area. As you can see on the right, Middle East generated 80 million euro in the first quarter 2013, registering a strong increase with respect to the same period last year of 54 million euros. Africa came in at 33 million euros, increasing from 16 million registered in the same period last year. The decreased revenue in the USA will be recovered in the second quarter, while in the domestic market, revenue declined sharply. With respect to the backlog, as we mentioned previously, it was 1.1 million euros, registering an 18% increase with respect to the same date last year. This is a very positive remark, and it follows a series of positive data that we announced with the continuity in the last quarter. On the right, we provide a split by division, and looking at the Trevi division, its backlog accounted for 39% of total backlog, better than 28%, Drill Mech 29%, and Soilmec 4%, according to its business nature. In addition, we also provide a split of the backlog by geographical area. As you can see, some of the most important areas are Latin America and the Middle East and Asia, accounting to 42% and 14% of the backlog, respectively. The net financial position at the first quarter 2012 was 467 million euro, working capital absorption accounting for 63.7 million euro, mainly driven by the dynamics of the oil and gas sector. That is, what we had in stock at the year-end was not sufficient for the execution of the large contract we acquired in the fourth quarter last year, and we had to issue, especially in the Italian factory south of Milan, important orders to suppliers and subcontractors in order to guarantee a full execution of them. As you can see, some of the most important... Excuse me. Let's go to page 18. On this slide, we provided the financial ratios of the first quarter 13. The net financial position EBITDA in the first quarter was equal to 3.57 times, and net equity was 1.03, and EBITDA net financial expenses 5.4 times. In this this slide, in my opinion, represents the full financial strength of Trevi, in particular with respect to net wealth almost equals net financial position, and it highlights the improvement in the debt cover ratio. Page 19, total net equity was in the first quarter 2013 455 million, and the net financial position, as already mentioned, 467. 55% is short term, while 45% is long term. Slide 20. In the terms of the foundation and drilling services sector, Trevi plus Petraven, the revenue generated was 148 million euros in the first quarter. EBITDA margin was equal to 18.8%. This is in our shared opinion, an outstanding, astounding figure. We would like to stress it because trading position with this respect is one of the best in the world for what we know. And the EBIT margin came in at 10, almost 11%, let us say. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin American accounts for 31%, the USA and Canada 10%, Africa 19%, and the Middle East and Asia 10%. The following slide, page 21, we have the mechanical segment, Drillmech plus Soilmech, which recorded €157 million in the first quarter. Margins were quite alike as in the first quarter 2012. On the pie chart, you can see the distribution of sales by geographical area. Latin America accounts for 17%, the USA and Canada 6%, Europe 21%, and Middle East and Asia 42%. I'd like to pass the word again to Stefano Trevisani. Thank you.
Thanks, Daniele. We continue on the presentation before going into the question and answer section. On page 22, we try to summarize the outlook we see for the year. So we see revenue again in increase, like we said, from 5 to 10% compared to last year performance, and also an improvement in the margins compared to last year. Significant improvement, actually, we are looking at with interest at significant improvement in the marginality in the oil and gas sectors, which we believe will come from the last two quarters of the year. So also the cash generation is expected, especially in the second part of the year. The net financial position is expected to improve again with respect to the previous year. We have a number of ongoing negotiations, interesting negotiations in all the sectors. We also expect that the trend in Drillmech build-up of backlog will continue because of this ongoing negotiation, and also for trading. We see opportunities coming in for this year. So, I think we can go now on the question and answer section by answering the question we received. Joseph, you can continue.
Yes. We'll proceed in the order in which we received the actual question. In terms of cash and cash equivalents, how much of this is coming from down payments? We estimated that the amount of down payments on our available cash ranges in the range of 5 to 10%. We had a question regarding the tax rate expected for the year end. In terms of prospective tax rate, a 40 to 45% range figure could be a good proxy for the year. Another question regards the mix of the backlog and what is the medium size of orders contained in the backlog. We'll have to answer to this question by division, as the different divisions follow different types of dynamics as well as different types of contract sizes. If we consider the Trevi division, the average size is from 10 to 20 million euros, but it's made up of a large number of contracts, with the exception of having very large contracts in the past, for example, the Wolf Creek Dam, which by itself accounted to more than $410 million. In joint venture. In the case of Drillmech and Petroven, the situation is much different. The average size is much larger. For instance, the Drillmech portfolio is naturally entering a larger size contracts phase that include offshore contracts, and these have an average size of about $100 million. So going on to new and prospective markets, the average size of the single contract is expected to increase. We have a question regarding net financial position at the year end. as Stefano just said, the full year 2013 net financial position is prospected to improve by year end, and we are targeting a figure to be under last year's year end result. We also have a question regarding the quality of the backlog and its margins. The backlog, as we said, is at an ever all-time high, $1,109,000,000. It's absolutely very robust and of high quality, as the new contracts that have entered are following a much better margin dynamic. It is our priority to assure reasonable down payments with interesting opportunities coming from profitable markets, such as the offshore ones. We are confident that the delivery of these orders, along with the potential ones under negotiations, will strongly contribute to the delivery of more normalized margins in course of the year. My last question I received is referring to CapExes for the year. As investments for the year, we're targeting a similar value of last year in the range of about 60 million euros. That wraps up the Q&A session.
Thank you, Joseph. So we got conclusions. Summarizing, we said the outlook for the year, we see a positive outlook with the promising negotiation going on also at the moment. Due to the business model of the group, the different regions we are involved with, and the different type of activity. So I think that that's all. Thank you for joining us. And if there are any questions, of course, we remain available. Thank you.
Thank you.